Secretary of State said she didn't want to jump to conclusions, but she made clear that the burden was on Pakistan to act, to cooperate with the investigation, and she said get a handle on extremism in this country. Now, she didn't talk directly about the ISI, the Inter-Services Intelligence Agency, that many suspect of at least part of that agency, rogue elements of it, having links to extremist movements. But she said it's time that all the institutions in Pakistan were pointing the same way and had the same idea of what defending Pakistan and its interests meant.
And is Pakistani's government able to take the sort of action that many outside Pakistan, including Condoleezza Rice, would like it to take?
Well, that's a very big question, and the answer is probably not. It's very difficult. It has proven very difficult, even for reformist military rulers like Pervez Musharraf, to get a grip on the ISI and the elements of the ISI that are sympathetic to Islamic extremist groups. Now, this is a weak civilian government, and it's going to be all the harder for it to get to grips with the agency. There's a new man in charge of the agency, and there's a new man in charge of the army who is supposed to be moderate, pro-democratic, but they've yet to carry out the kind of root and branch cleaning up in the ISI that many think is necessary.
India's now on a war footing. There'll be pressure on the Indian government to take quite strong action against Pakistan. I mean, how are we going to looking at another war between the two countries?
Well, that is what Condoleezza Rice is going to India to try and prevent that kind of inexorable move towards war as both sides escalate their level of preparedness. Back in 2001, when there was an attack on the Indian Parliament, it ended up in a confrontation and the nuclear brinkmanship on both sides. That's what everyone is trying to avoid. And at the moment, Rice seemed confident that the Indian government was focused for the time being on carrying out the investigation and that it wouldn't carry out military moves. That's what she's hoping. But last time, it took a couple of weeks for it to feed through into military action. And so it's not clear yet what the Indian response is going to be.
Julian, there's just one other story I'd like to ask you about, if I may. Barack Obama yesterday confirmed Hillary Clinton as his Secretary of State and that Robert Gates would remain Defence Secretary. Will these appointments, although they may not surprise everyone, being widely trailed, but will they disappoint those who hoped for change we can believe in from Barack Obama?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this isn't a symbol of change. This is a symbol of continuity in foreign policy and security policy. Anyone hoping for a paradigm shift in American foreign policy has to be disappointed by these appointments. It's really a signal of reassurance to those in the center and right in American politics that this isn't going to be a great leap in the dark.
Barack Obama will be hoping, nevertheless, to shape policy, even though he's got these very experienced people in these key foreign policy posts. Will he be able to?
That is a very good question. I think all will go well as long as their policy and their idea of what America's strategy should be more or less line up. I think when those views start to diverge, he may find that people in the State Department and in the Pentagon start leaking against the White House, which is what we've seen in previous administrations. That makes it much more difficult for the U.S. to project a coherent and single foreign policy.